What's going on, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to Cinemania Content Creator Radio. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Cinemania. I am your host, Marvin Sandoval. We are 1 week away from Christmas. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, I'm looking very much forward to it, just to get some time to relax, kick back, reflect on this year, and think about how I'm going to grow 2018. So hopefully you guys are going to get some time to relax, whether or not you celebrate Christmas, just to kind of sit back, reflect, and just think about, you know, the future. In this episode, we have a very special guest, a close friend of mine, Zach Johnson. Zach and I both went to high school together, and we really connected over videography, over social media. We connected, we filmed together in Boston in one of my episodes on YouTube, and now he actually runs his own business, HBZ Media. He's had an amazing story where he graduated from college, was waitressing at a Bertucci's, quit his Bertucci's job to pursue videography full-time. So for those of you who are thinking about leaving your job to pursue something full-time and really follow your heart, I think that this is going to be an excellent episode for you to learn from someone who's living it and someone that's just so talented and so gifted, and you know how they're grinding on the daily to make money and to just build, you know, their clientele. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. Make sure to go follow Zach on social. His social is HBZ_media. He does music videos, portraits, weddings, promos, all that good stuff. So enjoy the episode, guys. Zach, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time and value it, man. For those of you who don't know, Zach and I went to high school together, but Zach has had an amazing journey and an amazing year, and I'm really excited to see what 2018 has in store for him. So, Zach, for the people who don't know a little bit about you, tell us your origin story. Tell us, you know, in a nutshell, you know, who you are, your birthplace.
Wow.
All that good
stuff. Trying to do that in a nutshell. Let's see. So, was born in Cambridge. Left Cambridge at 4 to come to Waltham. I'm so happy we did, because, you know, Waltham is just one of those diverse places that, like, everyone, it's just such a great community, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
All Spanish.
Guatemalan.
Guatemalan. That's so many Guatemalans.
We're taking over.
Taking over, one city at a time. you know, like, I'm black and white.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's white, my dad's black. And that's, it's just such a great community here. I love Waltham. You know, a lot of people say some bad stuff about Waltham sometimes, but, like, I think we're really on the come up. Like, we just have, like, a lot of, like, buildings and, like, restaurants and businesses, small businesses taking over. Like, it's really good. So, you know, went through my career and everything like that, like, from elementary school to middle school, you know, was at Plimpton, Kennedy. And
were you ever artistic when you were in middle school?
So yeah, so like I was always the athlete. Like I was always either kicking butt in Taekwondo.
He takes names.
Yeah, I can get to that a little bit later. And you know, I played baseball like in middle school and everything like that. So that was fun. I got to meet a lot of people, and you know, I started so late, so like I wasn't that great. So I kind of was like, yeah, I'm not gonna be playing anymore. But you know, on my way to high school, my mom was like, you know what, Zach, like, you're always watching SportsCenter, you obviously love football, like, would, you know, even ever since I was a baby, like, I'd be looking at the screen and, like, at 2, like, just, like, loving it and everything like that. So, she was like, you know, like, why don't you take the TV class? And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, like, that would be, like, really cool, so.
So your mom was very, like,
instrumental, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just in, you know, getting me going, doing what I love and everything like that. So, you know, I started at the high school with Chris Hazel, and he kind of led the path for me. Like, he's a great teacher and everything like that. He has some great kids right now in New Hampshire. I was one of the judges for their music videos, and they were killing it. Like,
really?
Some of the kids, I was like, you guys need to teach me, like, what you're doing. Because I was like, wow, like, you're really killing it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, a year went by, and, you know, it's a tough learning curve, right? So you go from being an athlete to you know, trying to learn, like, even just news type stuff, like how everything works, how cameras work, like what you're actually supposed to be doing. And it was tough.
Really?
I was so bad. Like, just in terms of editing, I had no idea what I was doing.
What were you editing on back in the
Final
day?
Final Cut.
Final Cut
yeah,
Pro?
And every time I think of Final Cut, I think of you, because I know they use Final Cut.
Do you use Premiere?
I do use Premiere, yep, 2017.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this, too. Like, the render times are just so awful.
They're ridiculous. Like, yeah. Is there any benefit of doing editing on Premiere for a rendering perspective? Or is it, like, either way, you're going to be there for a while?
I don't even want to, like, downgrade talk Premiere, but, like, the rendering does stink. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, it has all of its form. The formats are great. There's a million, like, good formats and stuff, but, like, it just takes forever.
Got it.
Like, it's just awful. But I love Premiere. I can't talk too bad about it.
So, you're in high school, you're an athlete, you're balancing television, you're getting your feet wet.
Right.
You know, was there any, like, stigma from your friends that were athletes who were like, oh, that's weird, or were they very embracing of that? Did you find any difficulties?
Not really. No, I didn't have too much trouble transitioning, because, like, my buddy Tim, who wrestled, like, he was in my class, and my buddy Jamie, who wrestled, he was, like, in the same class, too, and I'm trying to, not really any other athletes, but, like, that's it, so, it was fine in that respect, you know, like, my sophomore year, I was a sports commentator, and, like, you know, just, like, standing here, like, hey, this is a sports, like, I don't really know what's going on in Waltham, but here we go, these are the names I don't
know. Would you do the live, like, sports commentary?
Yeah, like,
that
live.
Blows my mind, because
not, like, during the game, but just, like, oh, like, this is what happened, like, a recap, sorry.
Oh, no, but even so, like, when you're doing sports commentary, like, do you think about these things on the fly? Is anything scripted out?
Oh, yeah, that whole thing, like, I can't even imagine, like, Hazel, like, I don't even know how to do this.
Like,
I don't even know half the name. Oh, yeah, dude, we'd read from the teleprompter and everything like that, and we just kind of, like, stand there as, like, our awkward sophomore selves and, you know, give the news, I remember.
Yeah.
There was one girl who, like, I kind of butchered her name, and also, like, I said that she ran, like, the mile in like 20 minutes when it was like I don't even know how, like, much it was, but, like, I was, like, totally off, and, like,
20
even to
mile.
This day, like, she still, like, harps on me about that.
Oh my god.
So, like, sophomore year was, like, the real, like, setting point. It was like, you know what, like, I don't know how to edit. I don't really know what I'm doing, to be honest. My friend JJ, who's doing great things, like, he's actually won, like, I believe, like, a Emmy or, like, something like that.
What?
For, like, yeah, like, his college was, like, really great into news and all that stuff. So, like, he's doing really good. But he would edit, and I would write the script for the teleprompter. So, like, the whole year, I had no idea what I was doing. So, when it came time to actually do a project for myself.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not even, so embarrassing. I couldn't do it. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. I couldn't turn in the project. They were like, oh, like, it was fine. Like, it's fine. Like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was so embarrassed. Like, cause like, they had to be like, oh, like Zach had problems with this project. But, like, obviously, like, I didn't know what the heck I was doing, you know?
Yeah.
So junior year, like, one of the worst and best things happened to me. I became the anchor. So I was writing my scripts again. But they changed the format a little bit, so, like, we actually had to be, like, news people and go out and film and edit our own stories. So, like, that was towards, like, the middle of the year and everything like that. And I actually was getting it. Like, I got it. And, like, that was good. Like, just, you know, starting off, like, simple cuts and edits and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I felt like the man when I was, like, the anchor. Like, that was, like, really cool. Like, you know, everyone would see me on, we'd do, like a monthly segment of, like, News Now and everything like that, where, like, people would see me, for Activities Week, that is, like, people would see me on Activities Week, and, like, at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning, and, like, oh, like, Zach, like, Zach's there.
Zach in the morning.
Zach Johnson in the morning, giving you the news how you like it, you know what I mean?
And do you feel like all those skills, do you still use those today in what you do with your work?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I do feel like that a little bit. I just got the true scope of what, like, TV productions was. So, like, that was, like, pretty cool.
Is it different from, I personally am not very familiar with television production.
Yeah.
Is there a huge difference between television production and, let's say, filming a wedding, something like that?
2000%.
Really?
Yeah. I can go on a little bit later, too, about, like, why I just, like, don't like the news anymore and, like, why it's...
Let's hear it. Talk to us about that, you know?
I can get to it. Yeah, for sure. The news pushes an agenda, right? Like, I honestly don't even know where, like, they get, like, half the stuff from sometimes, but, like, in terms of, like, Fox, and Fox is, like, wicked, like, notorious for, like, this, that, and the other thing, and, like, I'm just not into that. Like, I feel like, in terms of, like, hey, like, if you watch the news, like, all the glory to you, like, it's really depressing, I'm sorry, like, I just can't.
I had to delete the CNN app, like, just getting the news updates from CNN, it's so scary. When you're plugged into what's happening in the world, it is...
It's awful. So sad. It is sad. It's, like, not human, to be honest.
No.
But in terms of, like, what I do now, it's, like, I have all the creativity in the world to do what I want. Like, I have all that power.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of news, like, there's someone telling me what to do. They're pushing that agenda.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I'm not really about that. That's not why I wanted to go to school. Like, I, like, realized after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, just not... big on news anymore, but like some of my friends who do work in news, you know, they do a great job. You know, a lot of it is storytelling. It's like how you tell the story. So like, to answer your question before, like that storytelling aspect is something that like I can bring into my company.
Oh, definitely.
And everything like that, and just in terms of using like basic camera equipment and all that stuff too.
Yeah, I want to touch a little bit about your college experience. You just touched upon it just a little bit. Can you tell us, you know, where you went to school, what you studied, what was that experience like?
Before I'm just going to answer, so, like, I was actually, like, a huge athlete. Like, I did, like, four sports and everything like that. So, like, I was, like, taekwondo, like, national champion, like, went to Italy.
Humble brag.
went to Italy, took some names. My first fight was actually, like, Iraq and everything like that when we were, like...
In Iraq?
Well, it was in Italy, but I was facing off Iraq.
Oh, I thought you were literally fighting Iraq, the country.
I literally fought Iraq. Oh, yeah.
Pull out the forces, take out the troops, or sending Zach in,
yeah.
Holy crap.
So,
okay.
I wrestled, I ran track, went to states for wrestling, went to all states for track.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went into college... like, thinking, like, hey, like, I'm gonna be a track star. I'm gonna do what I love, and I'm gonna be in, like, the news and everything like that. Because, like, that part of me didn't fade away too easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I tore my hamstring at Westfield State. I mean, I walked on with, like, one of the best 400 times, 51.8. And, like, I was cooking. Like, I was, like, I was fast, you know? And this injury just changed my life. I literally tore my hamstring. It went into my other... the sensation of tingles or whatever it was went into my other leg. So I had, like, cartilage loss here and in my other hip. And, like, it just shot... it shoots down my legs. It went to my shoulder, like, all that stuff.
Holy crap.
So, like, that's kind of how, like, college kind of began for me.
Was this your freshman year, too?
My freshman year. Right when I... like, right off the bat.
Dang.
Which was crazy. But yeah, so like I wanted to go for news and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and they had like a TV studio and the equipment wasn't like amazing.
Yeah.
And which was, what was cool about it is like I walked in there like feeling like I was like one of the best people, like new people. Like I was kind of ahead of the game. And I talked to Hazel and like Whiteley about that too. Like Whiteley was like one of the TV teachers.
Yeah.
He's a teacher there at Waltham High School now. And, he was like, did you feel like you were, like, one of the best, like, when you, like, walked into Westfield State, like, mm-hmm. doing, like, TV? And I was like, yeah. Like, you guys, like, really prepared me.
Yeah.
So, like, shout out to Waltham High School for that, because, you know, they helped your brother out. You know?
The public education system doesn't fail everyone.
Yeah, not everyone. It does fail a lot of people, too. But it doesn't fail everyone, for sure.
No, it's funny, because, like, the whole hometown mentality, you were talking about it a little bit before, like... when I was in high school, or even when we were in college, there is that whole idea of, like, I want to get out of the city. The city is bringing me down.
Waltham. All we do is go to McDonald's and Petco.
And I still go to Petco. I still love McDonald's. But, like, there's so much going on here. Like, we're very fortunate in the sense that there are some people who are in difficult situations where they have to get out of a city that's, you know, toxic, not in the sense of pollution, well, that too, but, you know, whether it's people, the people that are bringing them down, or there's a lack of opportunity, whereas this, we're sitting on a place where it's just grown monumentally in terms of all the, like, projects that are going on, from buildings, restaurants, enterprises, everything is just happening here in Waltham. And I think the Waltham education system, we live in a place where it's free education, but Absolutely. It's good free education, and we leave prepared, not just in an academic sense, but in the real world.
Absolutely. And in some senses, except for the weather, that is, like, you could consider Waltham the American dream.
Yeah.
I have had my, like, pros and cons about it, but, like, if you really think about it, like, this place is flourishing, like...
Absolutely.
Like, we have, like, great, like, videographers that are coming up. We have great everything, nurses, everything. Like, it's just amazing how everything is just, like, really rising.
And I think that as soon as you start to see that trend, you want to ride it. You're like, how can I leverage this to use it to grow? Which is great. Like, that's what it's meant to be. And one thing that I've noticed, I'm not sure if you've seen it too, but Waltham is growing, and... like you said, a lot of videographers and photographers are coming up as well. Do you see a lot of other people, like, within your circles? Like, what is it like when you see people see what you're doing? They're like, whoa, that's working. I want to do that too. Like, do you feel that there has been any sort of, you know, effect where other people see your photography skills, your videography, and they're like, I want to do that too?
I haven't had that effect as much, mm-hmm. but, like, people are like, yo, Zach, like, your stuff is dope, like...
Yeah.
I have, like, that's what I want to get to. I would, like, maybe in 2018, mm-hmm. I want to push that, like, hey, like, you can do this too, like, this is something sweet. Because I was thinking about this today, like, videography and, like, being a creative is, like, you have the power in your hand with your camera, with your editing, like, mm-hmm. it's a whole new world.
Oh, yeah.
It's really amazing, like, and, like, once you, like, realize that you're, like, changing lives or, like, making great content for people... is really, truly unbelievable.
Like, it's so empowering.
It's absolutely.
So empowering.
So to have someone, like, to inspire someone to do that mm-hmm. would be amazing for me. And maybe I have. Maybe there's something that I'd, like, someone that is doing it because of me that I don't know of. Like, I don't really know or anything yeah. like that. But, like, that is, like, and like something that I want to push.
Because... and being a creative, like, that's such a good point that you made. It, the power is within us, you know? It's not the fact that we can crunch numbers. Anybody can crunch numbers in accounting and in finance, and trust me, that's all really important.
Right.
But as businesses are growing, as people are understand, like, what social media is, in order to be successful in social media, you need to be a content creator, whether it's audio, visual, or writing. Your benefit is that you know how to write. I can't write for shit. Like, I am the worst at English. And the only thing I have is videography, but photography, videography, creative, and audio are so important and imperative to businesses and succeeding right now.
Right.
And it's so nice to know that we're able to do it. You know, we could use almost any camera, but you can't teach the eye. Like, you can show someone how to work a camera, but having that eye, training the eye, is so different.
So true. That's so true. I just have to, like, let that mellow out for a second, because that's just, like, you really, like, you, and that may be a thing, too, like, a lot of people may be like, oh, like, Zach has great stuff, like, Marvin, yo, dude, amazing, like, crazy stuff, tear, but, like, if you don't have the eye, like, you just, I'm not saying you can't do it, because, like, you should never say can't, like, yeah. That's just, like, a no, but, like, a lot of people aren't able to do it as, like, well, yeah. They don't have that eye. That's
it's funny. So true. Like, I love my mom, but she was like, oh, when you go and do a wedding, you should bring Selvin to help with video, or, you know, your girlfriend to have you do video. And it's like, I could teach them how to use a camera. I could teach them the fundamentals. But having the eye to see things and vision it out, it's just instinctively, like, you feel it within you. You're like, okay, this is the moment. This is how I would want to see it.
Right.
And you can't share that vision, and it's so hard.
Absolutely.
How did you train your eye for videography and photography?
I just made my mistakes.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing I can say about it. I literally would pick up my camera, have no idea. We were talking about this, like, in terms of, like, f-stop and, like, ISO and shutter speed. It's like, what the heck is that? Like, how does that, like, correlate? Like, in this and that? Like, I just made my mistakes. And once you start to understand, at least with photography and video, too, because, like, you know, you want to learn about frame rate and you want to learn about this and you know, angles and, like, why are close-ups important because they show emotion. Why are you going to, like, get, like, a wide-angle shot because, like, oh, you want to set the scene. Like, that stuff is all so important.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just make your mistakes. You volunteer. You do free stuff like you and Zach were talking about. Like,
yeah.
Do free stuff for sure. I'm a businessman now, so, like, a lot of my free stuff, I try not to, but, like, in terms, like, with LTD, like, I'll work with him and everything like that. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Just learning from him, and that's, like, I call him my mentor, my big brother.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you learn,
because
you work with people who are better than you,
yeah.
and everything like that. So important. Oh my gosh, LTD is the man. Shout out LTD.
So you did a lot of your learning in the classroom. What about outside of the classroom? Where were the places that you feel that you gained a lot of knowledge? For a lot of people that are trying to learn how to become a videographer, a photographer, what are some resources or what advice would you give them?
So I'll say this first, and it's gonna lead into my point. It was tough for me to learn videography at school. It was, like, in terms of at Westfield, because, you know, I'm, like, a multimedia, like, major and everything like that, but you still have, like, the comm major. Like, that's, like, in essence, like, the big part of it.
Yeah.
So a lot of these classes, like, I had, you know, three, like, maybe four or five video classes, but all the rest of them were, like, mass comm. Like, they were, like, human comm. They were this calm, that calm, and they, like, teach you how to, like, communicate with people, which is, like, it's awesome. Like, sure, like,
yeah.
I can talk to people now. Like, yeah, nice. But, like, they didn't teach you we should have had more classes. I don't know. I could go all the way into it, but it wasn't, I wish I was at Emerson or somewhere like that, like, you constantly have, like, you're constantly doing it, you constantly have a camera in your hand, you're doing this and that, you're volunteering here and there, so I had to, I'm really self-taught in terms of, like, DSLR, like, video, and I didn't know how to use Premiere or anything like that, and I learned by myself. Made my mistakes, didn't export properly, or, like, didn't, like, import properly, which is even worse.
Yeah.
So that was really big for me. Oh my gosh, I'm, like, getting so into this. I'm trying to, like, remember my question and everything like that. So what was the question? How can you, like, learn and everything?
Yeah,
like,
what are the best places to learn? I mean,
best places to learn is YouTube tutorials.
Yeah.
YouTube tutorials, I can say 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Just learning. You know, how to edit, like, learning, like, how someone else does something, like, maybe one day, like, on us, like, they'll be like, oh, like, this is how Marvin Sandoval, like, edits and everything like that, almost like Sam Colder.
To be in a book, man.
To be in a book.
Imagine, just to have a reference page, like, reference Marvin Sandoval on editing tutorial 101.
Absolutely. So, my advice would be YouTube tutorials and doing projects for your friends. Like, if they, like, that's what I did at school. Like, there was, like, a cooking, like, Spanish, like, video that I had to do for one of my friends. Learned a little bit there. Like, I learned, every project I learned something.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the best thing about doing what I do and what you do.
What was your first camera setup?
I had the T5i, which
T5i.
Oh my gosh, got lost recently. I lent it out.
And what?
Yeah.
Like, a random person was like, yo, man, I want to take some pictures.
Someone I went to high school with. And I got my money back and, like, two lenses, too. Not going to lie. So, yeah. Crazy.
So, T5i is gone.
T5i is rest in peace.
So, what's the current rig? What are you currently using right now?
I have the ADD.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it. It's crop censored, but, you know.
What's that mean? For those who don't know.
So, crop, like, in my memory and everything like that, so, like, if you have, like, a 50 millimeter, it'll go to, like, 35, or, like, 75 or something like that.
Got
so,
it.
The maximum amount of light isn't allowed to come in. So if you have like a full censored,
yeah,
like a 35 is a true 35. Yeah. Don't quote me on any of that. That's just like what I know. Like,
okay, because like, I don't know either. So
yeah, no. We'll just say we both don't know. But yeah, so like if you have a full frame camera, I believe that's what your Sony is and everything like that.
Yeah.
And you put a 35 on.
It's a true 35.
It's a true 35. Like,
got it.
It, and if I put that on my Canon, it might be a 50.
Got it. You know what I mean? Yeah, so you don't get, like,
the entire thing, yeah.
And how do you like your current setup?
It's sick. Yeah. I just got a Ronin, too.
Yeah. And oh, for stabilization?
Yeah, for stabilization. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because
is it hard to set up? It looks like a difficult setup.
I'm still learning. I've only used it once. We had, like, a great shoot.
Yeah.
Shout out Noah. Shout out Bethlehem, the producer. That was a great shoot.
Mm-hmm. Continue. Sorry about that.
No problem. And, that's so funny. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm literally still learning how to use the Ronin, but
yeah.
Just in terms of like, you know, sometimes you have to handhold, you have to use a glide cam and everything like mm-hmm. that. And I bet my money on the Ronin every time.
To really?
Have footage. Every single time. But, like, that goes into the whole thing, too, of, like, oh, like, what are you shooting? Why are you doing this?
So, for somebody that's starting up, who wants to be a videographer, I think everyone just jumps to the conclusion that I need this 4K camera with this lens, with this gear.
Yeah.
What would your recommendation be for somebody who's, like, just starting out, they just want to get into videography, never done it before?
Mm-hmm.
What would your recommendation kit be? Or would you just say, screw it, just go all in with a camera?
I wouldn't go all in at first
mm-hmm.
because that drives you away from what's important, and yeah. that's the settings, that's you know, taking chances, and like, I mean, it really just comes down to the setting and like all that stuff. And lens, glass is so important. Oh
yeah.
My gosh, like glass over camera in
yeah.
like a lot of cases for
absolutely,
sure, like
yeah.
in terms of like f-stop and everything like that mm-hmm. like, because, like, I mean, I had an F4, like, great lens and everything like that. But in some of those dark situations, it's so tough.
You can't get enough light in.
Absolutely. So, I would go with something with, like you had, like, the Canon T6i or T5i, whatever, like, one
yeah.
of the newer TI models are. Like, $600-$700 mm-hmm. and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I would invest in glass. I would get, like, a nifty 50, something really great to start mm-hmm. off with, like, $100.
Even the packages that you can get now, like, there's a YouTuber starter kit. It's, like, a T6i or T7i Rebel, whatever,
right.
with a nifty 50. So, a nifty 50, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a 35 to 50 millimeter or to 55 millimeter?
I think
millimeter?
The 50 is just, like, the true 50, I think.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's either 50 or, like, it gives you a range, but... And it brings a Rogue mic, so if you really want to get into videography, even a little bit of photography, get that. I mean, for me, I started off with an iPhone, you know?
Absolutely.
And people don't underestimate the power of your iPhone. Just get a selfie stick for vlogging and just capturing the moments. Learn how to put your setting into 60 frames per second.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to get a little bit of slow motion, get a little bit more cinematic.
For sure.
That's a great way to use it.
Gary Vee said that too. Like,
really?
You have all the power, like, in your hand to do, like, whatever you want in
oh,
terms
yeah.
of, like, content creation. So, like, tell your story. Like, make sure, like, people know your story.
Absolutely.
You'd be surprised who, like, you connect with and everything.
Oh, yeah, and... The cameras on the cell phones or your smartphone now is so much better than what it was.
They're,
yeah. They're so good. Even I saw some pictures of the iPhone. Is it 10 or X?
The X. Even the 8 Plus is like nasty.
Oh, it's so clean.
So good, yeah.
I'll take photos with my iPhone and I'll post it on my Insta story. I'm like, was this taken on a DSLR or an iPhone?
Right.
And like, yeah, people can usually tell that it was taken on an iPhone, but it's just like, it's so clean. And if you're able just to download Lightroom, just have Lightroom on your desktop and on your iPhone, you can get away with such good editing. Just like basic little stuff.
Dude, couple things. I saw Lightroom the other day. Like, I don't know why, like, people use it and everything like that. Like,
you've never
Photoshop,
used Lightroom?
Never used it. I
yeah.
would use Photoshop oh my goodness gracious, man. Like, the things that these people were doing, like, off the cuff, like, on the first page.
Yeah.
Like, were just, like, amazing. Like, very similar to Photoshop mm-hmm. and, like, raw editing.
Yeah.
But, like, it was different. Like, there were some things going on. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable, man.
And then with Lightroom, you know, even if you're intimidated by interfaces, like, for example, I've never used InDesign
yeah,
in my life.
Me neither.
And I had to open InDesign for this PDF, and I just closed it. I became so overwhelmed because there's, like, a front bar with, like, all the menu settings and a left bar. And I remember when I first opened Lightroom, I was freaked out. I was like, how do I even start editing this?
Yeah.
If you just go to develop, or not even, you just use Quick Develop, you can do a lot with sharpening, clarity, exposure, highlights, all of that. But like Zach said, if you just go to YouTube and just type in how to use Lightroom in under 2 minutes, I think Peter McKinnon teaches you how to use Lightroom
I've heard of him before,
in
yeah.
2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Peter McKinnon is another great YouTuber that I learned a lot of photography stuff in. So if you're looking to just get into photography, definitely look up Peter McKinnon. But like you said, you know, use YouTube and Google. Just google.com.
Right.
How do I edit on Lightroom?
Look it up.
And just sit down for an hour. Sit down for an hour.
It's so funny you say that, because there's just so many other people too. Like, mm-hmm. Jacob Owens is, like, amazing. Like,
yeah.
He sells, like, LUTs and everything like that. He goes to, like, Hawaii and, like...
I've heard of him.
Jacob Owens. I think I might have sent you a video once, like, maybe, like, months ago.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
Something. Creative Ryan is yep. amazing. ATL.
Mm-hmm.
YC, ATL. Like, they kill it out there.
Yeah.
Who else? Sam Colder. Everyone, like, takes from his style and everything like that in terms of, like, his transitions and, you know, like, his text, like, the spray-painted type, like,
yeah.
Text. Like, you see a lot of people doing that and everything like mm-hmm. that. I'm guilty, like, sometimes for, like, text, I'm like, yo, like, definitely, like, that looks like the best, but, like,
oh,
you don't wanna, that's the thing about, like, YouTube tutorials and, like, as an artist, you know, we're taught to steal other things, and, like, that's mm-hmm. totally fine, like, in most cases and everything like that, as long as you're not, like,
yeah.
labeling it your work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put your own twist on it and everything like that. But, yeah, it's so important to do that and just look up YouTube videos and get better and make the mistakes and do what it takes, grind, and, you know,
persevere. And the big part with, like, videography or photography or both, you just need to be patient with the process.
Right.
You can't expect that you're going to be good in a week, in a month, in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do it over and over and over again.
Right.
And it's funny because I remember the first video that I ever posted on YouTube. I was so proud. I was like, this video is fire. This is so sick.
What was it for?
Oh, it was just my YouTube channel. It was Marvin Alexis Fitness, and it was the worst thing ever. I remember I told my younger brother, Eric, I was like, yo, man, I made a video. Check it out. What do you think? And he gave me that, like, pat on the back, and he's like, you did good. And in retrospect, it was, like, the worst video ever. But even what I noticed as a videographer, there's a three-month period where you're good at a certain level, but then you begin to peak into another level.
Elevate, yeah.
And you just continue to elevate, and you have to be realistic with your skills, look at what other people are doing, and you're like, how can I do what I do better?
Right, right.
What do you think for you was that moment where you were, like, at X level, but what brought it to, like, that next level? Like, was there anyone or anything that really you were just like...
That's such a great question.
That brought
and I think,
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a really good question. I should have prepared for that one. I think there were a couple different times,
mm-hmm.
right? So I was doing, like, a Boston Medical video. Shout out Kofi. He helped me out. He's the man. Shout out ATL. He's the best. Such a creative dude. He's from Brandeis. So
yeah.
He went back to ATL. He taught me that I could literally transfer color to different clips, like in color grading and everything
yeah.
like that. I knew a little bit about color grading. So
like copy and pasting.
That, yeah, like copy and pasting. So like color grading was the first step. Next step was the copy and pasting. So like it didn't take me forever.
Yeah.
Like, being more efficient in my edits and everything like that.
Yeah.
That was one of them. Also like the music video style edits, the stutter, or like the, I don't even know what you call it, the, you know, the stutter, like the... Like, the,
oh,
the,
like
the black and like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like tossing like, the black and yeah,
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 yeah, like
exactly.
That, like just messing with like different transitions, like
yeah.
That was like another phase. Stabilization systems,
yeah,
that brings you to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah,
you know, even with this, so that's like the fourth one. The fifth one is, using like 60 frames per second, like with my ADD and everything like that.
Oh, to
and
get
actually,
that buttery slow motion.
That buttery slow motion, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that day and night video that I shot, the first one.
Yeah.
Like everyone's like, oh, like dang, like what'd you use to stabilize that? I was like, I just did it freehand. Like
yeah.
I just slowed it down and everything like that. To like 30 seconds. Like, you know, like 30% or whatever,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just like came out so clean. So those are a few moments. Trying to think of that.
And it's funny because,
yeah.
Like, those, like, you look back and you're like, how didn't I know these things? But
right,
all it takes is these small little adjustments that bring your game to another level. Like, I just learned, so with keyframing, you're able to manipulate, you know, the video to do something that you want. Let's say you want text to come in and out of
yeah.
the video. Like, keyframing is important, but what my problem was, I was kind of doing it freehand, so I just... press the keyframe button, and I pressed that at this point, and I was like, I hope it works out.
Yeah.
But with Final Cut Pro, you can do video animations, and you can see it. So you see on a separate timeline, so another timeline comes up, and you see at every single second when you moved it around, so you can move it back and forth. So that, for me, was a big moment, but for... like, this is a great example, and I'd love for you to, like, tell me a little bit about something that's happened to you. A moment for me that really kind of brought me to another level in terms of professionalism, I had one client, and this client was super nitpicky. He's a type A personality, and it was driving me up a wall. Like, this person, like, I had one idea, but this person saw something completely different, and I had to edit this video at least 18 different times in
oh, yeah.
a month. It just drove me insane. But what I left was... When I turned in that video, I said, I'm sorry, like, we're never going to work again, but thank you. Like, well, I didn't say that because I'm going to work with them again, but I was just like, oh my God, you're a dick this entire time, but you taught me so much about being professional. Like, I oversaw these little hiccups, but they've made me a better videographer
Absolutely.
And editor.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had a time where you worked with a difficult client, but it taught you, like, a huge lesson?
Not everyone, but recently, dude, 2,000%. And I said
yeah.
the same exact thing. I said the same exact thing. I'm not going to drop, like, any names or anything like that, but, like, I would not take that back. Like,
yeah.
I'll work with them again just because I know that I'll get to that next level.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And also, as, like, you know, we do this for fun. We do video and photography for fun. But, like, you got to make a living, too, right?
Absolutely.
So, in terms, like, something that I learned, you said you did it, like, 18 times. Dude, brother, I've been there with you. It stinks. It stinks so much. Because, like, you, like... Even in terms of weddings, like, you know, say the bride has this fantasy vision of, like, what's going on and everything like that. And then you come along and you're like, oh, like, you know, I'm going to shoot it this way. But it's, like, not the fantasy vision.
Yeah.
It's tough to match it. It's like, it's almost like it just, like, keeps on going up and up. And, like, through each edit, like, you get to closer to where you want to be
yeah.
and everything like that. So, usually most things do take two edits. But... it stinks because as a businessman, you gotta charge. You gotta charge per edit. You gotta
yeah.
You gotta make sure you're compensated for it because you will get burned.
So,
and that is the worst thing in the world, to feel like you didn't get paid enough for something that you put your heart and soul in.
I love this. Like, one thing that you just said, businessman, right? We're artists, but we're also business.
You
like,
gotta,
you have to
make
money.
Living.
Did you ever find it difficult balancing being an artist and, you know, being a creator, being creative, and being a business person? I feel that there are so many people who are amazing, talented artists, but don't know the business side. Like, what other advice would you say, like, for someone who's like, I'm really good at what I'm doing, struggling on the business side, like, money.
Yeah.
Like, what advice can you give them in terms of, you know,
sometimes you have to do something that you don't want to do. So, like, you may, it's tough to explain, like,
I'm an 8-year-old. I was thinking about inappropriate.
Oh, you're the worst. As soon as I said it, I was like, dang. But, like, in terms of, that's so funny. I hate you so much. Oh my gosh.
So sometimes you gotta do things you don't want.
So yeah, you have to. Like, so maybe I'm not too much into weddings, which I totally am. Like, mm-hmm. This is just like a for instance. But like, if you want to make the money, you gotta do the weddings. If you have the talent for it, like, mm-hmm. you do. Like, love weddings. Don't. No one thinks that way. I don't love doing weddings because, like, they pay well and everything like that.
And people are willing to pay good money. Like, right. If you are talented, if you're good,
yeah.
You can put a good price point. Like, one, I met a videographer or a photographer back in October, and one thing he said is, don't be afraid to overcharge. Because if you, like, have a set amount and you put up a little bit more, chances are they're either going to say yes, which is awesome. And if you have good work and you can stand by it, then there should be no sense of guilt as long as you feel that you're comfortable and you feel like you could sleep at night. But even if you have to negotiate something, even if you overshoot it, it's okay. Like, as long as you have, like, a set amount that you don't go below. And I think it's so important, like, if they don't give you what you want, it's okay to walk away.
It's so okay.
Because you should also have integrity in the work that you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, like, I've talked to Joe McClain. I got to shout out all my people.
Everybody's going to shout out.
Joe McClain put me on the map. I love him. I'll talk about that later. But we were having this conversation one time, and he was like, Zach, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't sell yourself short out here. Like, you... Mm-hmm. It's not like you're in a restaurant anymore. You are in a creative field. Like, you're providing art, creative services to people.
Yeah.
That's a lot more expensive than minimum wage an hour. So if someone's telling you, hey, like, can you do this video for $200? And you're spending, like, what, 20 hours on this?
Mm-mm.
Maybe even more? That's, it doesn't even add up. And if you propose that to them and say that to them, then, and they say, oh, like, you totally are worth, like, you just start, like, they're not even worth it.
Yeah.
And, like, I get that you have to do some jobs to, like, level up and excel, like we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
but not even worth it.
Yeah.
Move on, because, and you do, like, to answer your other question or just to respond to your other statement, mm-hmm. It is so important to overcharge, yeah. because you know what? There's always something. There's yeah. always something. Oh, you know, I didn't like the way, like, this was edited, or, like, you know what? Like, maybe this could have been here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, that's totally fine. But, yeah. like, if you overcharge, it's not as frustrating to have to, you know, rework it. Because, like, then it's almost like slavery, pretty much. You're working for free.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not right. Like, in terms of that, it's just, I'm so, like, passionate about it because, like, it's happened to me,
yeah.
like, a few times, and it won't, like, maybe it will happen again, but it's not going to happen as much, like, for sure. Yeah. Like, you got to, as talking about, like, being a businessman and everything like that, businesswoman, you got to provide contracts, you got to make sure you're compensated for, yeah. like, so important.
That's something that I just started, too. Like, I just began contracts.
Me too,
and,
brother. Me
like,
too.
I remember my first wedding over the summer, I charged basically nothing. It was really dirt cheap, but that was...
I want to know how much.
$200.
Wow.
They gave me $300 as a little bonus. But the thing is, I've never done a wedding. It was my very first wedding, and it was for a friend. So I was like, okay, I'm going to leverage this because I know I'm good. I just need some sort of work that I can show. So I put a post on Instagram the other day, and it was just, you know, one big fact. Don't underestimate the power of free. Because that wedding brought me to the wedding I just did recently, and I knew that I was going to kill this one. I knew I was going to do such a good job with it. So I gave him a fair price, this being my second wedding, and because I put that wedding together and it came out so well, I shot it with higher grade equipment, my game and audio, everything was just, like, even better. That brought me 5 or 6 clients for 2018. So I just made a lot of money out of that. Like,
you take a hit to give a hit.
Exactly.
And once you take a hit, you give a lot more hits.
Like, absolutely.
I don't even want to talk about, like, you, like, hitting, like, someone. But, like, you take a loss to benefit yourself. And, like you think long term.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, these people like this. Maybe, like, even one person. That's going to give
you
one.
That's all you need.
Literally one. And then it's insane. Like, once you get booming, like, in your own business for, mm-hmm. like, video and photo, it's like a chain reaction. It, like, just sets off. It's like, bang, 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 bang. Like, it's, like, amazing.
This is a secret tip that I did. And anybody who's trying to get into photography, if you know you're good, do this. For the month of, just choose one month. And say the first 10 people, put this on your Facebook, the first 10 people to respond to this gets a free photo shoot. Do that, they're going to share it with their friends. You're going to have a portfolio to work with well over 100 photos that you can begin to charge. Because I did 4 free photo shoots. One was a couple, so engagement photos, mm-hmm. wedding photography, boom. I did one with family portraits, family photos, Christmas cards, birthdays, graduation, boom. And I also did some model shots, and I also did some shots in the gym. I just covered a large population right there and a big part of artwork that I can send out to show to people that I've done. And I can honestly say for the last 3 weeks, I've almost received one gig offer every day.
Wow.
Every single day. So I got a wedding. I got an offer to do a video for a commercial. I have a photo shoot tomorrow. I have a photo shoot on Sunday. And I'm just lined up. And it's because it's just strategic marketing, mm-hmm. using Facebook ads and using the right people and knowing what markets you want to hit. So honestly, if you're looking to get into photography, just start doing it for free.
Dude, you're so right.
And then get it out there, because once you can build a portfolio and say, I've done X style, Y style, Z style, you start to build a reputation and you start to have something to back, like, fall back on.
Can I see your laptop for a second? Because I'm about to actually make a post. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh, wow. If you really want to make a post, go for it right now.
I'm just kidding. I can do that later. But, like, no, like, dude, absolutely. You're totally right.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes people, like, I'm so stubborn to, like, it's like, I'm like, oh, I'm a businessman now. Like, I need to get paid. Like, I need this.
But that's
like,
smart business.
Time. It's so smart. Because are so right.
If you have the creative capital but lack social, what you need to do is develop a free enterprise. Because nobody, if you don't have anything to show, no one's going to buy.
Right.
So you reverse engineer that. You post it out there saying, I'm looking for families to shoot. And I'm sure you know a lot of families. I'm looking for couples to shoot. I'm sure there's a lot of couples that you know. Just do some stuff. Do it really, really nicely.
Yeah.
Post it, show it to them.
Once you get that opportunity, you gotta squeeze it.
You show it and make sure they have like a close family, friends, and then just ask them to share it and put your name on it.
Absolutely.
And then people will start messaging you saying, hey, I saw your wedding video. Hey, I saw your photos. Hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then you can start saying $150 an hour. And people will say, okay.
Yeah.
And then if you do 5 photo shoots a day at $100 an hour, $500 a day, $3,500 a week, $14,000 a month.
Ugh, this math, you're killing my head.
That is a lot of money that you can make in a year. But it just shows you, if you are a creative and you're good at it, use your current network. When people would say, like, use your network, I never really understood what that means until now.
Like, the word networking just like makes me cringe too, but like it's so important.
Oh, like, yeah, like we all have a network. Like you have family, you have friends. If you have Facebook, Instagram, social, just get out there. What I'm starting to do even on Twitter is starting to build my Twitter following. How do you do that with Twitter? You have to be a part of the conversation. So finding people, type in Instagram videographer. Type in Instagram videography, same with Twitter, just type in those hashtags.
Dude, so important.
See their stuff and start building that. Somebody found me in Canada to do a wedding in Topsfield because they typed videographer Boston. I use those hashtags all the time, so I was more likely to be in the search engine.
For sure. You're giving me so many skills, and I'm like about to...
That's what I've done for the last year.
And I gotta talk to you about one thing. That was so funny last weekend. I was like, Did a dude hit you up to do a dance class?
Oh, yeah!
That was so awesome, dude.
Yeah, I had no idea who this person was coming from. So I did a music video. It was Afrobeat dancing with this gentleman named EJ. And what he did was he just typed in videographers Boston. He found my friend Livia. Livia couldn't do it, so she passed it on to me. And he was like, I saw all your work and stuff, blah, blah, blah. I didn't think I could do it, so I passed it off to Zach. Zach, I don't think you could do it.
No, so, like, no, what happened is, like, I... Wait, so, did you do it or no?
I did do it, yeah.
So, like, I wasn't able to do it because, like, it was, like, my birthday, like, mm-hmm. celebration that day and everything like that.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, appreciate it. And he hit me up.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw that, like, a preview or something like that, and I was laughing out loud, like, it was just so funny. I was like, this dude just slid into my DMs, like,
to do a video.
I was like, he ain't loyal. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. But no, like, the power of social media is so important, because I can't even imagine him not coming all the way from New York to Boston and not having someone.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? And I've never had experience to do that, so a part of me was like, I don't know if I could do this. I don't have all the equipment that I need, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go and get a vibe for it, because now I can say I've done a dance video. If I have the right equipment, oh, I know how to do it.
So important on those Instagram, like, stories, too. Like, oh, the ones that you set up, like, I do dance, I do, you know, weddings, like...
I do this, creators, that, like, personal branding, like...
Right.
Just getting your feet wet and a little bit of everything. It's the same concept with the free photography.
For sure.
Just do a little bit of everything, so that way you build a portfolio... Because everything that you need a different kind of style, sense, capturing it.
Right.
And you just need to go out there. Like, I remember when my nephew turned 1 year old, I filmed his, like, party and everybody's dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
And I could use that for receptions. I could use that for birthday parties, quinceañeras, like, anything.
For sure.
Special events. I'm very fortunate where my job is, you know... in a college, but there's so many different events that I have to go to, like high-pressured events, like sporting events.
Oh my gosh.
I can say I've filmed hockey, football. I've been to corporate events where I have to sit down, interview someone, get that corporate feeling.
Right.
You just need to be exposed to that or ask if they need a videographer. And especially if you're new, just get it. Experience is so important. Experience and feedback. And find somebody who's a really good videographer. Like you said, you have to be mentored and surround yourself with other people that are better than you.
Right.
Only then will you get better.
You are who you hang out with.
Yeah.
That's, like, a great piece of advice. You are who you hang out with.
And absolutely.
Dude, I feel like we could be here for, like, at least 5 more hours.
Oh, that's fine. It's going to be the longest part all day.
What are we at right now? Probably an hour. We've probably been talking for, like, an hour.
We're almost at an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So... One thing that I really am intrigued about, especially with your situation that's so different, you left your job at Bertucci's.
Oh, yeah, dude.
To pursue...
I could totally go into, like...
Let's hear it. Like, there's a lot of
people... You gotta backtrack a little bit. So, I got my first DSLR. I was doing stuff around campus, right? Like, I was making those videos I was talking
about. This is college, right?
Yeah, this is college. So, that was all set. You know, my senior year, did 2 internships. One for Porterhouse Media. Mm-hmm. Steve Porter does, you know, videos for ESPN and everything like mm-hmm. that. Like, have you ever seen those ESPN mashups and, like...
Yeah, actually, I have. Now that I think about it.
He does them all. Like, that's all him.
Oh, wow.
Which is sick. Like, I got an opportunity to shoot Paris Hilton free event.
I saw that. That's so cool.
I was, like, not even that great at that time. Like, I don't think I'm great now, but, like, I think I...
You are.
Good.
You're not great.
No.
You're great. You're great.
I'll get there one day. But... And then I shot this music video for this girl, Sabrina Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
She was on MTV and everything like that.
That's crazy.
Which was sick. Yeah. That was awesome. Graduated college, you know. Didn't want to go into news, obviously. Like, I kind of wanted to do, like, my own thing or, like, get in with a creative company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 2 months of searching. One of the worst times of my life.
Really?
So hard, dude. It was so tough because everyone wants... 2 years experience in this, and, like, I just found out that there's, I don't even know what you call it, but, like, they are, these people that find jobs for you, pretty much, at
headhunters or something like that? I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I just talked to one, like, the other day, and I stink for, like, not knowing, like, the actual job title. But, like, that's pretty much what they do. Like, they'll find, like, they'll replace, like, people who can't come to the job that day, or they'll, like, find, like, a temporary, like, internship or, like, what have you. So, you know, like, I had to go and like, make money, dude, because, like, I was in my house, and I was like, what is going on? Like, what is my life right now? I'm miserable. Like, I hate being constricted. Like, I didn't even want to pick up a camera or anything like that. So, I joined Bertucci's. Like, I was a server and everything like that. I was so bad at first. I was awful. I was fine at talking with people. Like, it wasn't, like, a matter of that. It's just, like, it's not for everyone. Like, you gotta learn the computer system. Like, you just, you're racing. You have 8 tables sometimes. You have 10 tables sometimes. You're sprinting back and forth in the kitchen to make sure everyone has a good experience. Because, like, when I was serving, like, I wanted people to, you know, I put myself in their shoes and everything like that. Like, how would I like to be served? Like, you know, how many times would I like to be checked in on? Like, and you just adapt and you work your butt off, and you're making, like, maybe you make $100 like a day, maybe you make $300, $400, like, and that was my grind for like a year and some change, like, and
And were you making any videos at that time or no?
I wasn't, so like that's the part of the reason I stopped, right? It was because I didn't have the time. I like I was either, like, and I don't even want to make excuses, but, like, after you get home from that job,
you just want to go to sleep.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
And you are mentally just messed up. Like, you're just, like, but, I would do things with, like, LTD. Like, did I show you that BTS? I think I should know.
I don't think so.
No, so I did some BTS for LTD. That was, like, the first time I, like, met him and everything like that. While I was working there. Did another one with LTD, like, with Kyle Bent. Like, that video's coming out soon. But besides that, brother, I can't think of... I mean, I did this Green Choice video that's coming out. Shout out Galen. You know, I gotta shout out my homies. That video is gonna be sick. I can't wait to drop it.
Yeah.
But besides that, brother, like, that was really it. Like, I didn't have the motivation... I did a video for, like, Boston Medical, and, like, that's it. Like, I don't think I did anything else. So, like, in April or whatever it was, like, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to do my own thing and start my own company, but still work and, like, grind and everything like that. I'm just going to have it just to have it.
Yeah.
And it really stunk, too, because, like, I don't even want to, like, get emotional about it. I'm just going to say it quick. But, like, my grandfather, like, you know, was passing away with cancer and everything like that. And, you know, my grandfather, like, worked really hard. Like, he was always in the Cambridge community, like, helping out. Like, he volunteered at, like, food, like, a food pantry, like, for his church, like, every Wednesday. Just, like, really just, like, just worked his ass off. He was a man, you know, like, you miss him so much. But,
Proud of you, man.
Thank you. He was the man. And... you know, part of the reason why I started my company is to replicate that work ethic, you know, to replicate that success, that even half of it, like, dude, like, even if I was able to do, like, half of the things that he did, because, like, he was such an amazing man.
Yeah.
Like, he was just unreal, like, just really there for like, the family and everything like that. I would have, like, Sunday dinners, like, just, you know, like, he'd be falling asleep, or, like, he'd be telling jokes, or, like, you know what I mean, and... just an amazing man. So I really did it because of him, and because, like, that's what I was passionate about.
Absolutely.
He was passionate about what he did and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So started my company, HBZ Media. If you guys, you know, have Instagram or social media, HBZ_media, that's where you can find me. Try to post something at, like, every week. But I'm going to try to do, like, more of, like, 2 or 3 times a week now.
Absolutely.
So I always had HBZ Media, like, Hype of Zen. Like, I had that, like, wanted to give, like, exciting content and, like kind of be, like, the life of the party. Like, show that, like, I was there to, like, I was there to make sure your time was great.
Yeah.
And, like, show you that, like, you actually did have a great time and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, like, also, like, the Zen and, like, from, like, the Taekwondo standpoint, like, the peace of mind and everything like that. Absolutely. Also, I also thought about, like, the yin and yang, like,
in terms of what we were talking about, you know, you have to keep on editing and everything like that. It's like the yin and yang is the balance, like your vision and the client's vision, and, you know, just trying to like reach a certain point and everything like that.
Absolutely.
So like, that was just something cheesy, but like, I thought,
I was like, huh, like, that makes sense.
So in September, or actually in August, I was like, I'm gonna drop everything from Bertucci's, like, love my people there, like, you guys are great, like, mm-hmm. some days were better than others, like, and it was really, the restaurant was, like, falling apart, like, hate to say it, but it was, and I was like, you know what, like, I'm just gonna do this, I'm gonna run with it.
Yeah.
So, September 1st, I believe it was, I stopped, I quit, I gave my 2 weeks, or three, I gave 3 weeks notice, because I felt so bad, because everyone else was leaving, too.
Yeah.
My friend Debo was like my last customer with his girlfriend. You know Debo, right?
Yeah, he's the best.
He's one of my best friends. Shout out Debo. You have a music video coming up in a month.
That's gonna be so exciting.
Yeah, we always do something for his birthday.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm gonna just run with HBZ Media.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tough at first, and it still is tough. Like even today, like. You want to make sure you have a client every day, and like sometimes you have a week without a client, and it's tough, and you're like, you know what, like, why am I doing this? Like, you know, but you do it because you love video, you do it because you love telling stories, you do it because you love photography, I remind myself that my grandfather was like really important to a lot of people, and like he had that work ethic, like there's certain reasons like why we do this stuff, and like that's my reason. So like, if I'm not getting any business, and not to say that I haven't been, but like I've been blessed with like a lot of great clients recently, but you just got to remind yourself why you're doing it.
Yeah.
And that makes all of everything go into your work is just so important. Like that passion that you have and the reasons that you do it for, that just goes into your work, and that makes your work a lot better too.
Yeah. And another thing is, you know, if you're going to bet on someone, bet on yourself.
Bet on yourself every time, twice on Sunday.
Absolutely. And, like, everything that you're saying is so powerful, because there have been times you've gone through a lot, especially with losses. It's the most difficult, but it's learning how to leverage that and say, like, you know, this person's legacy will live on,
right,
and I'm going to continue that and put it into all the work that I do.
For sure.
And from the sounds of it, it looks like you're doing a lot of really great stuff, and I'm really excited.
I'm trying to, man. I'm learning still, and I mean, for those who don't know what I do, like, I do weddings, I do music videos, I really do anything. It's just pretty much, you do anything
you
can. I
will do anything.
Like, I'm not...
Shameless.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not at a point right now where I can just do music videos.
Yeah.
I do, yeah, so like I said, like, music videos, weddings, promo videos.
Mm-hmm.
I joined this company called, or this network called B&I,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the videographer for B&I.
Oh,
and
nice.
The whole band, which is sick. Yeah, that's when I wake up every time at, like, 6 a.m. on Wednesday, like, that's where I'm at. Like,
going really?
To 6:45, you network, there's you know, painters there's real estate agents, and there can only be one person for, like, each chapter, so, like, I'm blessed to be, like, that videographer, in the group, and, like, that's a lot of where, like, my business has been coming from.
That's
and
awesome.
Everything like that. I've done, like, a promo video for, like, a telephone company who's, like, worked with, like, a lot of people in Boston and everything like that. They're great. CTS, and, it's just amazing, dude. Like, that chain reaction, like, working with real estate agents, hopefully one day, and like
mm-hmm.
working with a bunch of other people, like, it's just endless. You have like one to ones and everything like that, so you get to learn about other people's business, see how you can help them out. It's all about referrals. It's all about networking.
Oh yeah, word of mouth is so powerful.
Word of
like,
mouth is unbelievable.
That's still the best way, even this day.
Yeah, even this day with social media booming and everything like that.
But word of mouth. I mean, social media is word of mouth. You know,
right? Absolutely.
When somebody shares a video, when someone says like. When you post a video and someone tags someone in it, that's for them to see, and that is word of mouth. Like, social media is just an extension of what we've been doing for thousands of years.
Evolving, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, what is one piece of advice that you would give yourself, you know, with everything that you've done, where you are, where you're going? Like, if you could talk to little 8-year-old Zach and
oh
be
my
like,
gosh.
Listen, man.
Dude, so many things. I think the one thing is the work ethic. Like, you know, it's just you, if you aren't working as hard or you aren't working as much, like, talent will fail every single time compared to a hard worker, because they're going to be building, they're going to be getting to where they want to every day.
Yeah.
That went hand in hand with my fighting, like, you know, like, very talented. Did I put the work in? For sure. Damn right. Damn right I did. Because I had the talent and the work ethic.
Yeah.
And I think it was more the work ethic that I had. So I want to carry that over into this. College, I think it was a little bit lazier, I want to say. You know, you're hanging out with your buddies, you're playing video games. If I were to tell 8-year-old or, like, even, like, 16-year-old Zach, get your butt up and, like, volunteer and take that camera out and reach out to different businesses, see what you can be, like, really evolve, like, dude, I would, like, if I could go back, and I would never want to say if I could go back, because, like, I'm so past that, and, like, where I am today, like, I thank everything that has happened to me and everything like that, but, like, I would go back and be more involved, and not to say I was lazy at all by any stretch, because I was doing a lot of stuff, but, like, I could have done more, like, for sure, like, absolutely met more people, done more photography stuff, like, learn more about video, to even, like, push myself further than where I am today, you know?
It'd be crazy to see that.
Just be able to, like, go back and just, like, tear it up and, like, bring it into the future and everything.
Like, I think that. About that sometimes, I'm like, damn, like, if I'm this good now, like, had I started when I was, like, 16 years old, I don't know what my life would be like. But like you said, every decision that we've made has brought us to the point where we are, and right. like, you know, success can be quantified in so many different ways or qualified in whatever, but, you know, we are where we are now. That's what's important.
For sure. And like I wish I had the grades in high school to go to like Emerson or somewhere like that, dude. Like, unbelievable school. Like, would have given me, like, my buddy John San Augustine, shout out John, he's the best. I'm gonna see him in LA. Shout out, like, literally everyone in the world. he definitely had the tools.
Yeah.
He had the talent, he had the work ethic, and he had the tools. He had the resources, he had everything.
Damn.
And he works for the NFL Network right now, so he ain't doing too bad.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
That's pretty
I'm
dope.
I'm a huge NFL fan too, so, like,
that's perfect.
A little jealous now, this guy, you know, you wish the best for your friends, like,
absolutely.
I'm so proud of him, and there was a time where, like, I was, like, trying to tell him, like, the NFL players' names, because he wasn't really familiar with the network, so, like, it was just amazing, like.
Dude, I don't know anything about sports.
Really?
Oh, not at all. I mean, I know the NFL Network is cool.
I envy you, because Sundays, like, I'm not gonna lie, that's, especially when football season isn't going on, dude, I'm tracking my fantasy players, I'm watching NFL this, NFL this game, that game, 2 games, 4 games, like, jeez. I'm watching everything. Like,
I'm not sure if you saw it on my Insta story, but I had all 5 Super Bowl rings on.
I saw that. I was like, they're fake. No, I'm just kidding.
No, so one of the ladies that work in, like, the admissions office, she has somebody that works for the NFL, and they've been there since, like, 1995.
That's wild.
And her, like, they allow her to, like, take the Super Bowl rings, and, yeah, it was pretty dope.
That's
they're
sick.
238
carats
of diamonds.
Did you see the video about the Super Bowl, like, party, like, their celebration of, like, the rings? Like,
no.
When Tom Brady pulls up with, like, Giselle, and they're, like, talking to Rob Kraft and doing, like, interviews after, and it's, like, oh, like, 238, like, carats or, like, something in that. And they, like, break it down, like, oh, this Super Bowl is this many carats, this one, this one, this one. I'll try to find it.
Yeah, no, the reason why there's that many, it's because there were two and something. I forget. I don't watch sports. Like, I think it's 236 carats because there were 236. I could be totally wrong because I'm not good at sports. 26 and 3, 283. I think it's 283 because there were 28 and 3, right? I don't know. I don't watch sports.
There's no, because there's, like, there's 17, like, regular seat, like, you know what I mean? But, like, the playoffs, I don't think it would be like
that. I had to do something.
And they definitely lost. I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out.
We'll table that.
Have to say one, like, before I forget, dude, like,
go for it.
Dude, thank you first for, like, having me on and everything
of course.
Like that. Like, I know it was, like, me coming like right down the street and everything but still. I'm so honored to just, you know, Zach Kravitz was on here and like everyone else like that you've had on here, I'm sure like they're like were amazing, like, dude, that's amazing.
Dude, you're amazing too.
Dude.
You
not
have,
yet. I'm gonna get there.
You have an incredible story and much that other people can learn from and myself. So again, I appreciate everything too.
The best thing that happened to me since I started my company, I wanna say, is you doing video, I think.
Why?
You, Pedro, like everyone.
Pedro,
do you know Pedro Cervedra?
I've heard of. Oh yeah, yeah,
shot,
I do know.
Shot by.
I didn't know he did video.
Oh really?
No,
but you must not have him on Facebook or something. Like
no,
that.
No, I haven't seen any of his video work.
Dude, the best thing that happened to me was seeing that you guys did it.
Really?
The best thing. Absolutely. Because it makes me want to elevate my work. It makes me want to like. Because if you guys weren't doing it, then, like, I mean, yeah, you have people on Instagram, like, but those are, like, far away dreams. Those are, like, things that, like, will happen, like, over time.
But, like, but just people within
just people
locally.
That, so important. Just makes you really want to work hard. Makes you really want to, like, do it. Like, makes you really, like, hope that they do it, too. Like, makes you just, it's just a community.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it comes down to. It's a community. And I think the whole thing with, like, Cinemania and everything like that is just, like, vibing ideas off of each other. Like, this
Absolutely.
Is, like, what's going on right now. It's to help people. It's to, you know, that was, like, one of the best, dude. Like, I can't even stress it enough.
Dude, well.
One of the best things. Because, like, I mean, you're going to be humble about it, too. But, dude, like, you are, like, an amazing creator. One, stop. You are amazing. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Because, one, you not only, you're flying drones, you know how to do that, you know how to tell a story, your visuals are always on point, like, you know what you're doing, you're great with people, like, dude, your videos are sick, Marvin, like, when I remember, what was it, like, that Moody Street video.
Oh, yeah, the night one.
I was like, yo. I was like, dude, this is something. Like, Marvin, how did you do that? I have you on the phone or something like that. Marvin, what's going on here? You know, my video quality is lacking a little bit. What you got going on? You know what I mean? So it's really amazing to see that. Like, it just makes you want to progress.
No, yeah, man. I think, you know, there's a saying that you're the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. And I'm so lucky to have such incredible friends like you and such an amazing community. And, like, I look at your work and I'm always, like, grabbing ideas and I'm like, okay, different kind of music, different kind of style. Like, what can I learn from this?
For sure.
And it's just, you know, I think I have such talented friends like you. And I'm so glad that I have you as a friend because
Thank
I remember,
you.
Like, when I posted it about, like, videography and, like, developing a team together, I was secretly hoping, I'm like, I hope Zach.
Really?
Yeah, awesome. I remember I was driving with Eric, and I was like, dude, I really want Zach to be a part of it. And he's like, dude, just text him or message him. I'm like, but what if he says no? And he's like, dude, you never know.
That's, like, the worst,
I was
that's the worst. That's the worst thing that could happen.
I was
Everything.
Nervous that
really?
You were going to say no, or, like, you were just like,
dude,
another...
stop. I don't try
I'm
to put myself above other people, or, I you know, it's... I wanted to say this on here too, like, your job, not your job, like, for me, like, my job can't really be taken from me because it's, like, my own, like, business and everything like that, but there is always someone, unless you're LeBron James or Tom Brady, there is always someone who's better than you,
mm-hmm.
and, like, there is always someone, so if you're bragging about your stuff, and that's good to have confidence and everything like that, but don't think for one second that someone could,
Absolutely.
That you're irreplaceable.
Absolutely.
Reminds me of that Beyonce song. But, like...
but in all seriousness,
But
like,
in all seriousness, you are... Your job can get taken away from you.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, people can, like, go from this place to that place, from your network to another network, just because, you know, they like the style, they like this, they like that. Like,
yeah.
They've been doing it longer, they've been, you know, they've been working harder, like...
It's so true, though. Like, I think there has to be a healthy balance between confidence in your work.
Right.
Like... If you're going to be selling your work, you need to be confident about it. You have to be able to say it's good work, but also have the humility and that humbleness to say, like, I'm good, I can always be better, and have people that you aspire to be like and say, like, I'm good, but I always know that I can always improve. Even with the work that I do, like, I look at my level of work and how, like, how that's transitioned over the last year. And I might even make a video about, like, the evolution of my videography, just, like, how it's become.
For sure.
And I see my work, and I'm like, I could have done this better. And, like, of course, it's nitpicky, but I think you have to be healthy about that and, like, have a little bit of that where you're just like, I see this, it's good, I love my work, but I can always see it done better. And as long as you find room for improvement, that's the thing that's going to take you to that next level.
Absolutely, man.
And the nitpickiness of it just becomes a part of you. So, like, it's no longer nitpicky. It's just a matter of, like, it's just a matter of how I edit. It's a matter of how I film. It's so crazy. People think that, you know, you just film and you throw it up and it becomes this big thing. And it's like, there's so much that goes into it.
And, like, yeah. like the corrections, like, that you're talking about and everything like that, like, they stink, yeah. but it's like...
it's... That's so,
like,
funny.
You know what I mean? It's like... What
was I thinking?
Like, after you, like, exported for X amount of hours or minutes, and, you know, you spent all that time, and now you're gonna change it. This,
if you're a videographer, ask, and you work with another videographer, or your company works with a videographer, ask for their, like, raw footage, and you'll laugh so hard. Like, I was in charge of asking for B-roll footage from this other outsider videographer that had footage for Merrimack, and I had to get it, and I was watching it, and I was just like, what were you doing? Like, behind the scenes, you hear him making sounds, you see, like, the fidgeting of the camera.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's funny, because we're all kind of the same behind the camera, but raw footage is always the funniest to watch for me as an editor.
Absolutely, because the colors are, like, so, either so off, and then, like, not stabilized. Like, maybe you gotta use, like, a warp stabilizer, or, like, do this and that, or, like, mess with the sound. Like, it's not playing over music, or, like, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
tough. Like, yeah.
It is tough, but... You learn from all of it, so track your progress. Put your I would say another trick is to put videos out on YouTube, because it's always a good reference point.
Mm.
Like, you'll always have a place. You might delete a video from your external hard drive. You might. I think we've all been there where you're like, "Crap, delete that." But having it on YouTube, you can always look back and reference and be like, "This is how far I've come."
Right.
And that's why I try and post everything that I do on YouTube, so that way. It's, like, a good reference point. Like, I can see just how much everything has changed. What I thought was good,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't that good, and now where I am today.
Right.
So, that's the most exciting thing about 2018. I'm excited to see how I'm going to improve.
What do you have going on in 2018? I want to know.
What do I have? So...
You better bet that I'm going to go home and offer those free photos.
Well, in 2018...
After I get this job, though. Like I already have, like, this job lined up, so it's going to be, like, bang, and then, all right, like, free photos.
I do have something to tell you, but I can't say it on this.
First. Why not?
Because, well, when I tell you, it makes sense.
Okay.
But 2018, I have already 4 or 5 weddings lined up, so
shoot.
That's awesome.
That's sick.
2018 is going to be the year that I pay off my student loan, so yes. I pay a big check.
Dude, that's amazing.
And be debt free.
That's amazing.
So that
some people, it takes
all their life.
Yeah.
So to be debt free from college by 26, I want to do it before I turn 26. Like, I want to be able to say I paid it by 25.
Yeah.
So paying off my student loans, at least 4 to 5 weddings. I have so many photo shoots, like, already in this month.
That's
I know
wild.
Next year I'm going to have more, so I'm going to do more photo shoots. I am going to be in San Diego for a conference, but that's just work-related.
Oh, yeah.
I want to take a trip, don't know where. I really want to go to Europe. I've never been to Europe, so
really?
that's a big thing for me. But honestly, just getting better at my craft and just... building more clients. Eventually, I want to have my own company where I just have clients, do my own thing.
You pretty much, I mean, for the, like...
I'm working towards it. Working towards it, and I want to continue to expand that.
Yeah.
And then eventually get to a point
like
where
you
want to
be, like, more, like, branded? You're talking about...
I
want to
be more branded.
Yeah.
I want to have a team of illustrators, creators, animators. I want to be able
animation.
To...
Animation. I saw that you were talking about, like, that's, like, kind of, like, the next move. And
That's another big move that I'm going to make next year.
Animation is, like...
To be able amazing. To animate, like, I think that's going to be a big move, because for just... It's great to make video, but also to be able to do animation, like, I want to be able to do things for... I don't even know. But I think if I can expand my portfolio into animation...
Yeah.
to have animation, photography, videography, and audio.
That's crazy.
That. But I want a team of people who can do it better than me, because...
Right.
Like, again, I'll tell you a little bit about this off the mic. Sorry for everyone listening, but I do have a bigger project that I hope to really go in on. But that's going to be...
I'm not helping. No, I'm just kidding. Like, you got, like, afraid he says no. I'm not helping. I just say it right off the bat. I'm not helping.
But, I also want to buy either... Whenever they decide to announce the A7S3...
Oh, dude.
That's going to be my next big investment, buying an A7S3.
We might be twins.
Yeah.
Because I... What's the new one that the
A7R3.
Dude, yo, that camera looks... That looks like the truth.
The A7R3 is amazing. Like, it basically does everything the A7S2 does, but with the features of the A7R3. The only handoff is that the ISO isn't as high, so it's not as good in low light, but...
As the S2?
As the S2, because the S2 goes up to, like, 450,000.
That's unbelievable.
I think the A7R3 goes up to, like, 100 and something, but it's just an amazing... For photography, it's amazing for photography, but also really, really good at video.
Mm-hmm.
I need it the other way around. I need it to be amazing in video.
Yeah.
And, like, if I can take really good photos, that's where I'm good at. I'm not as amazing in video, but photo, I can do a decent job.
Mm.
So, A7S3, that's going to be a big thing. How about you? What's 2018 looking like for Zach Johnson?
Oh, got a couple weddings for sure. I need some more. Weddings are like the big hitters for sure.
Yeah.
Gonna be using my Ronin a lot. Like, excited.
That's gonna
for
be
that.
Really exciting.
Yeah. What else do I have going on? I should have a bunch. Just dropping videos. Wow, I really need to think about this more. I have a video/photo shoot. I don't think it's going to be done in this year, but, like, next year and everything like that, beginning of it. With this girl who's, like, amazing, like, model and all that stuff. And has, like, 25,000 followers and,
that's
like,
amazing.
All that stuff. So we're going to do, like, a royalty type, like, shoot because her name is, like, King Jaleesa and everything.
That's so cool.
Which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Lyman Estate, Gore Estate, you guys want to let me? But that and... music videos with Debo. I really want to do music videos this year. Like, I've always said this, but, like...
I've never done one.
Really? Dude, it's just so cool. Like...
I want to try. Maybe if you need somebody to just tag along or help with B-roll, I'm happy to give a hand.
Dude, absolutely. And I think that we should, like, we could probably talk about this off-camera more, but, like, collabing is so important.
Yeah.
Like, just... Put your, like, everyone, like, put your ego aside for a second and, like, just collab with someone, just work with someone, because one, like, that means it's a production. Like, you went from just taking your camera out and, you know, doing whatever you do to actually having it being a production. Like, so if, like, we were shooting photos one time, like, and, like, the light wasn't, like, working out for you and you had, like, you know, like, one of those,
light reflectors.
Like, reflectors, yeah, absolutely, like... That's production right there for sure. Like, so, and then in terms of music video, like, you can't really have someone just do everything. Like,
yeah, you need a team.
Right. Absolutely. I think that's really important.
Yeah. So last question.
Yeah.
If you had one superpower.
What? You're going to put this on me? Let's go.
I ask everybody, if you had one superpower, what would it be and why?
I would say invisibility, but that's just weird. You know what I mean? Just, like, in terms of, like, like, just, like, people don't know where you are. Like,
I mean, that's not weird, man. Like, it's your
superpower. It's weird. No,
it's your superpower, man.
Definitely not time, because, like, I played this game, and I'm totally forgetting the name of it. And, like, she, like, her whole thing is, like, she can rewind time, and, like... It ends up messing up, like, a lot of things.
Is this a movie?
No, it's a video. It's one of those, video games that, like, what you do impacts, like, the whole story and everything like that.
Oh, I remember. Well, you don't change time in the game.
I bet you I'll think of it right after this is over. bet you. Dang, Marvin. I'm not too sure. I just need a... Power isn't that important. Like, Maybe the flying would be wicked cool. Mm-hmm. I think, for now, my answer is flying. I think people are like, they're going to be listening to this, like, are like, you're so lame. Oh, my gosh. Dude, that's such a tough question. You know it is, too. What's yours? I want to hear yours, and then maybe I have, like, an idea.
If I could have one superpower, my superpower would be to add 6 hours to the day.
Dude.
Love. 3 hours to work, 2 hours to sleep. To myself. That's exactly how it spent six hours.
There's not extra enough time in the day. No. Like, you ever get home and you just, like, sit in bed and you're like, wow, like,
There's so much I want to do, but I just can't get to it all.
I saw your snap the other day. It was just like 11-hour workday or something like that, and you just fell in your bed.
Oh, yeah. Like, honestly, like, my workday, my normal day consists of, I get up in the morning, I have an hour commute, I work 8 to 5, or 8:30 to 4:30, then I have an hour commute, then I work out from 5:30 to 7:30, get home, eat, 8 o'clock, edit till 10:30, maybe even 11.
That's crazy, yeah. And
done. Start my day over again.
Wow.
So that's my day. So I would add 6 hours to the day. That's not really a power.
I know, you put some twist on it.
Okay, so if I could have a real power, I would want to be able to split myself up. Have multiple versions of Marvin.
That would be wild.
Just so I could do a little bit of everything. Such a good one. And then all the talents that I learn in all my other Marvins, they come back to
It would literally be Marvin's world.
Yeah, exactly. So I could, like, finally play my guitar again. And then once that version of Marvin's done, he goes back and absorbs into Big Marv. And Big Marv learns all the things. So I just, like, gain all this knowledge. So I would want to be able to split myself up to do a lot of stuff.
Dude, I'm sticking with flying for now. But, yeah, I don't know. That's so lame. I'm sorry. I'm changing it right now.
No. we'll keep it with flying. I respect flying. Flying, you can go anywhere.
I could do so much with video with that. But, like, you could also do it with your drone. So, like, at the same time, it's like...
But you won't have to crash your drone.
True. Sorry. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Where can people find you?
Everyone can find me at HBZ Media. I'm going to have actually a site. Joe McLean's working on that. Woo! Shout out Joe, like, for, like, a million times. I have to say this first. Like, Joe helped me design my card, come up with a name, just everything, come up with my video intro, like, very instrumental to the process of HBZ Media. So definitely shout out Joe McLean. He's working on my website right now. All my content is going to be on there. Mm-hmm. That should be at, like, hbzmedia.com once I get, like, the link for that. And then, you know, HBZ Media on Facebook, HBZ Media with an underscore between the HBZ and the media. So actually, when this comes out, like, how do I tell people about it? It's like one of those things where, like, I can be like, oh, go to the podcast, or yeah. Is there, like, a link? Is there?
Yep. So on the iTunes, do you use the iTunes?
I don't. But
where do you find the podcast then?
I had the SoundCloud one, but, like, we talked about that and everything like that. Yeah. So, like, I went to the iTunes.
So you just go to iTunes, type in Cinemania, and then once the video or the audio is out, there's, like, the dot, 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 and it'll say share.
Uh-huh.
And then you could just say link, or if you want to share it on Twitter, if you want to share it on Facebook.
Is there a way to share that on Instagram, like, with, like, a...
With, like, a swipe up?
Yeah.
If you have 10,000 followers, yes.
What?
That's a thing. The only way to share it on Instagram is if you have 10,000 followers. That's wild. Yeah, so you can share it on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. You can share it on Snapchat with the link.
Dude, I'm going to take your advice for that Twitter thing, too.
Oh,
the videographer.
That's what I do.
That's so wow.
That's what I do to get engagement from other things. But, yeah. Thank you so much
for having me. This is unbelievable.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to give it a 5-star on Apple iTunes. Make sure to share it with a friend. Tell people about Cinemania. Until next time, this is Marvin and Zach, and we're out.
Thank you guys so much for checking out another episode of Cinemania. If you guys enjoyed it, please give it a 5-star ratings on iTunes, leave a review. It seriously means the world to me. Also, please go check out Zach Johnson on social media. His Instagram. It's HBZ_media. Zach Johnson, he's a great guy. Shout out to Zach for taking time out of his day to come over and do this podcast. We absolutely crushed it. Until next time, we'll see you guys next week. Peace.